jury in Dallas recently awarded nearly $3 million to a family that said it was poisoned by natural gas drilling operations near the family's North Texas ranch. To opponents of fracking, it's a landmark victory. Mose Bushell of member station KUT reports.
Bob and Lisa Parr have been telling their story for a while. They even appeared in the anti-fracking documentary Gasland 2. But since the verdict, Lisa says it feels like she's been telling it nonstop.
Well, it started in late 2008.
She had just married Bob and moved with her daughter to his North Texas ranch.
I started feeling bad. I blew it off as flu.
But months went by, and she kept feeling sick.
I had a rash throughout my body. My lymph nodes stuck out in my neck, like the size of pecans. There was four of them on each side.
You stumble, loss of balance, dizziness.
That's Bob Parr. He says he eventually developed symptoms as well.
Nosebleeds, rashes, breathing difficulties.
And their daughter.
She would have rashes. They would have stomach problems, vision.
The doctors treating Lisa Parr decided the cause was something in the environment. The family talked to neighbors. One of them kept a log of spills and leaks at nearby natural gas sites.
When they showed me those dates, I flipped back, and those were the dates I was either in the emergency room or at a doctor's office.
The Parrs sued several nearby drilling companies. Of those suits, all but one was dismissed, or the Parrs settled out of court. Bob Parr says that one remaining company, Aruba Petroleum, never offered to settle.
They were kind of the more main player right there next to our house.
He believes it was Aruba that was responsible for the family's illness. And last week, a jury agreed. It's been called the first anti-fracking verdict in the U.S., though the Parr's complaint involved not just fracking, but all the operations that go along with natural gas production. Professor Tom McGarity says the verdict is unique. He teaches environmental law at the University of Texas at Austin.
It is rare for any case to go to the jury in a civil case, just simply because most settle.
When it comes to drilling companies, those settlements often include gag orders. That means people involved can't talk about their experiences. But in the case of Aruba Petroleum,
they apparently decided to draw the line, which, as it turns out, was not necessarily a very good decision.
In a statement after the verdict, the company expressed its disappointment, saying it's in compliance with Texas air quality rules. But that doesn't necessarily matter. The Parrs filed what's called a nuisance claim. It's the same kind of suit that's sometimes brought against unruly neighbors, even if they haven't been charged with a crime.
The interesting aspect of the nuisance claim is that it is specifically in addition to the public law.
Professor Hannah Wiseman at Florida State University studies fracking regulations. She says nuisance claims are increasing in parts of the country where oil and gas drilling happens near people's homes.
Because they allow this very broad argument that property use has been unreasonably interfered with. And I think they in part fill in what some people see as gaps in the regulatory regime.
She expects more nuisance claims, especially in places like Texas, where regulations are relatively lax. The Parrs' lawyer is already getting calls from other property owners. As for the Parrs, they say they never set out to fight fracking, just one irresponsible company. A judge still needs to sign off on the verdict. If that happens, Aruba Petroleum is expected to appeal. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.